Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a fantabulous Friday here in the studio, and you are hearing me live and direct on this October 1st. Can you believe it's almost 2022? Wild, wild. Someone listening to this, however, 100 years from now is laughing at me. So time, what a funny thing, isn't it? Yeah. So what are we going to talk about on this moment in eternity that we are all floating in and through? I heard a really amazing quote, and I'm really surprised I heard it for the first time last week. And it is from A Course in Miracles, which some of you, I'm sure many of you are familiar with. I've never actually read it, but a lot of people sing its praises. And I believe it's supposedly like a channeled text, I think. Could be wrong, but I think it's supposed to be like a transcribed channeled kind of text written in the 80s. And yeah, a lot of people just rave about it. And I, from what I heard, it starts off with this statement. And then the book, which is massive, like, you know, really, really big, is sort of summed up in the first statements. And then it kind of explores that throughout, you know, this huge text. And it is this: nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. Say that one again. Let it sink in. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. And isn't it powerful? Just to think that all of... I remember a while back getting just an overwhelmed feeling. Actually, I was contemplating the idea of time. And okay, if time is an illusion, it's all, you know, we think sort of like we're progressing through hardship and therefore we leave things behind us. But time is an illusion. It's all happening eternally now. And some part of me is facing all of that hardship eternally, right? And like, I got to go through like really challenging, dark things. And I remember I got like just kind of overwhelmed feeling by it. This is maybe a year or so ago. And just in a moment, and I remember a license plate in front of me got in front of me right when I was kind of experiencing this kind of intensely. And it said GRRR, like G-R-R-R on it, like GRRR, like ooh, you know, perfect for October, right? Halloween. When you really feel into what's being said here, that this is the peace of God, any threat actually is an illusion. It's not real. What you are is actually untouchable. And nothing, if nothing unreal actually exists, it's an illusion. It's just all, it's, you know, anything that is threatening is unreal. It's not, it can't really get to the core of who and you're unshakable at the core of who and what you are. And that's where in the chaos of creation and eternity, you know, and all the ups and downs and like, it's just overwhelming to think about, but this is where God finds peace. This core unmoved, you know, I've heard God source referred to as the unmoved mover. It's unmovable. It can't be touched. It is, It is impeccable. It is absolutely impeccable, impenetrable joy, the spirit of who and what you are, and love and power. And so this we can relax into. And I know many of you are probably going through ups and downs and all arounds. I definitely have been. I've definitely had a lot of, there's been definitely some challenges here with personality, a personality at the Mystic Manor that has just left. And it's a personality or an energy that is repeated many times over the last year or so. And I realize like, this is like this place, you know, there's sort of our vision of what happens in our lives, or, you know, I moved in here, I'm going to shoot the new show Optimistic and do retreats, and then COVID hit, and, you know, and in what I've found is, yes, that is a part of the vision of creating this place. And for those of you who don't know, maybe haven't heard me talk about it before, I run this co-living space in Los Angeles called the Mystic Manor. And we shot Optimistic. If you go to optimistic.tv, you can see the first few episodes that we have released. And there are more that haven't been released still. And did retreats here. If you've been listening for a while, you've heard the retreat guest on the show even, and maybe one of the lucky ones who got to come and when we were doing retreats pre-COVID. And certainly that's a big part of the vision, but it's also, I see it now as like, okay, there's like this is like a karmic clearinghouse for me, I think, in some ways. Like a lot of, surprisingly, there's been, you know, in the last year since COVID, you know, like some psychosis energy with certain people. There's been so many amazing events and people and people staying here. And then there's been like these few that are really challenging and that you've heard me speak about before. And there's been another one recently. And it's just like, whew, okay. Like there's, you know, life's what happens when your plans don't work out. And what happens a lot of times, we get trapped in these stories of what should be. And your stories actually imprison you. The prison of concepts. And that's a big part of, I'm going to share a clip here in a few minutes, it's Eckhart Tolle talking about, some of these very concepts and, A Course in Miracles. And this idea that, you know, we get ideas about what's supposed to happen. And if we can come to a point of just release, and for me, what I've seen with this, the same energy that's repeated itself multiple times, is like that judgment of like, oh my gosh, here's what's wrong with you, and here's what you're doing that's so out of bounds. And I've had to learn to just like, it's forced me to let it go. This idea of like, okay, even having to, you know, tell someone that they're wrong. Like, why am I arguing? You know, why would I even? As Eckhart Tolle talks about in this clip, I'm going to share in a few, in my defenselessness, my safety lies. The truth doesn't need to be defended. And so this idea, this concept, this idea that I need to judge what someone else is actually, where they're wrong and I'm right, and then defend my rightness. Instead, you know, how do I move through these concepts of right and wrong? Maybe they're perfectly right because they're giving me this opportunity to sharpen my axe of, proving myself as right or wrong in some sort of a, altercation or disagreement, right? And so these concepts of who we are, I mean, we've been told and sold who we are so many times. You know, you're this color and this weight and this age and this. You know, I met someone a few days ago. He's like, I stopped telling my age. He's like, I actually trained myself to forget my age because that's informing my body what I'm supposed to do. And that it's like a program to go ahead and start deteriorating. And what an interesting idea. He's like, I literally had this special moment where someone asked me and I said, oh, this is the opportunity. You don't. And I literally created a block in my mind where I like, I don't know. I don't remember, you know? And then he's like, and it's worked for me. I don't count. I don't think about it. I don't, you know, nothing. And I really like that, you know, these concepts. I mean, so many times someone's tried to put me in a box of, oh, I figured out Brandon. This is the type of person he is. And he does this and he does that and he should do that. And I rebel at those boxes over and over and over again. And it's I realize it's I'm rebelling to these concepts of we're all so much more
than what we've done or the stories or the labels that have been around us. We've all been made to be jar jumpers in different ways, these conceptual prisons. And you may have heard me talk about, I think I've talked about this at some point over the years, the jar jumpers. When I'm talking about jar jumpers, I'm talking about fleas. And if you take a flea, which can jump really, really high and really, really far, and you put it in a jar and you put a lid on it, it will jump until it hits the top of the jar. And then when, you know, after a while, it realizes, oh, there's a lid there. I'm hurting myself by bumping my head against the lid, and it jumps just under. It'll just jump up and down under the lid. But if you take the lid off, guess what it does? Still jumps as high as the lid, even though it's completely free to go. It jumps in the same spot over and over and over again. Same thing actually with like an elephant. You can tie it up to you can tie it to a tree or something like that, and then it thinks that it's, you know, it's no longer tied, and it won't go anywhere because it will think it's restricted. And so how many of us have done that in different ways? You are so boundless at the core, that the core of you, the part of you that can't be threatened, is so powerful and boundless, one with the source consciousness that creates and animates all things. Like, you are literally a part of the master of the universe. Like, you are it. It is you. And you've taken on these concepts that have been sold to you. You're taking on these concepts that, or you're also propagating concepts to other people, telling them and putting them in a box. And it's about removing these things, right? Removing these things. Adyashanti said, enlightenment is a destructive process. It has nothing to do with becoming better or being happier. Enlightenment is the crumbling away of untruth. It's seeing through the facade of pretense. It's the complete eradication of everything we imagine to be true. And so when you realize, like, oh, how do I, it's actually the taking away of all these labels and ties and limitations that we put on ourselves that have been sold to us. And, you know, it's just part of culture and society, right? And your job is to break free from these concepts of reality. Another, speaking of happiness, and supposedly Buddha said it, and then I saw something that said he didn't. Doesn't matter. The idea remains. It goes like this. A man said to the Buddha, I want happiness. Buddha said, first remove I, that's ego. Then remove want, that's desire. See, now you are left with only happiness. It's like taking away, you know, these things, these mental constructs. It's just an example of that little story. And so just removing, what in your life, what story have you been sold or sold yourself? That before I play this clip, I think of one other thing that I read a while back, and it was talking about, I forget how the person put it. They put it in a really clever way, but this process, and in the person that wrote it was talking about how it, you know, 7 years old or something, her aunt came up to her at a gathering and said, oh, you have the family schnoz, talking about, you know, her nose being big or something, you know, like, oh, you have the nose of our family. And she said that her reality shifted forever in that moment. Now she took that on. She bought that. It was sold to her in a receptive state. We're all highly programmable. I mean, you want to see how programmable we are? Go watch Miracles Factor Fiction on Netflix. And, you know, you're so programmable. And in this case, this kid took on this story given by their aunt, who, you know, I'm sure didn't have any, wasn't thinking through the implications. And then every time she would look in the mirror for, you know, 30 years, all she would see is this nose, and it way bigger. And it was just like everything in her mirror, you know, and just ended up like having so much control and power over her life. And our job is to break free from these concepts and become more like God, right? More like our higher selves, finding the peace of God. Yes, you're going to have challenges. Yes, you know, stories are going to be sold and told. But nothing real can be threatened. anything that would ever harm you doesn't really even exist. You are so much more than all of it. Let's break these chains of conceptual reality and relax into the knowing, the truth of who and what we are. All right, I'm going to share this clip here from Eckhart Tolle called Break Free from Conceptual Reality, found on Eckhart Tolle's YouTube page. Take a listen.
Salvation is undoing. Salvation can be seen as nothing more than the escape from concepts. So you can see that why in some other spiritual traditions use the word liberation, because the escape from concepts is also the liberation from the prison of conceptual thinking. When you're identified with it, when conceptual thinking supplies you with your sense of self, then you are trapped in a conceptual prison. And that is ego, that is unconsciousness, and people don't even know it, but they are trapped in it. So the spiritual realization is through letting go of the presence of concepts, so that you no longer inhabit the conceptual reality, which is what most people do, where every perception that you have is filtered through your conceptualization. When you look on something, you immediately have an interpretation for it, you have a label for it, you have a self-reference towards it. I like it, I don't like it, etc. So there's already, you cannot see without concepts. So inhabiting a conceptual reality, so you have a prison that you have for other human beings because you conceptualize them, and for yourself, because your self-image is an edifice made of concepts. And salvation is the escape from concepts. And this little part ends with these three lines. Those who would let illusions be lifted from their minds are this world's saviors. Again, it links in to the word salvation. When you let go of the prison of concepts, when you awaken, in the terminology of the Course in Miracles, you become a savior of the world. Because by embodying that state of consciousness, you help others become free also. Even just by being, not necessarily by formal teaching, although you might do some teaching too. And when you embody that state of consciousness in the terminology of the Course in Miracles, you become a teacher of God. That's the term frequently used in the Course. Even though you might not necessarily teach as such, but by embodying this the awakened state of consciousness, you cannot not teach. It might not even be through words. It could be through your non-reactivity, through the way in which you relate to other human beings, and so on. Then everything you do is a teaching, the way in which you behave. Even your very emanation, because every human being, every life form emanates also a certain energy frequency. So even by the emanation, your emanation, you would become a teacher. And then some of you also, of course, will use words to teach, so you will, and perhaps even in a formal sense, you might teach groups, you give talks, write books, who knows. But anybody who awakens, even if you're not fully awakened, even if you're awakening to who you are beyond concepts, you're already a teacher of God according to the Course. Now, these are the interesting lines here about defensiveness. When you feel the need arise to be defensive about anything, know that you have identified yourself with an illusion. It is not danger that comes when defenses are laid down. It is safety, it is peace, it is joy, and it is God. So, when you feel the need arise to be defensive about anything, know that you have identified yourself with an illusion. When you become defensive about something, then it will be something that is conceptual, you as a concept or some concept you hold that you need to defend because you have identified with it, so you are defending your sense of self, your fictitious sense of self. That means you're defending an illusion. When you don't defend, because the truth of who you are does not need to be defended, so to let go of defenses can be a way of accessing the deeper dimension of who you are. And of course, it takes you beyond ego, because the defensiveness is ego. Ego is conceptual identity. And then there's one short line here. In my defenselessness, my safety lies. You're safe already, so you don't need to defend anything. That brings me to at the very beginning of the Course in Miracles, before even page one, there are a few lines that are supposed to summarize the entire Course, and they go like this. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. That's the summary of the entire Course. And the Course is about as long as the Bible. It's huge. But it can summarize in these few words. If you understand what that means, you don't need to do the course. You might still enjoy reading it, but you don't need it. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. Herein, meaning knowing this, lies the peace of God. I'll just let it be at that. I'm not going to interpret those lines. I believe it's they're most powerful if you just let them sink in. Judgment, again. The choice to judge rather than to know is the cause of the loss of peace. The choice to judge rather than to know. So judgment is applying concepts. And then you have another dimension that Course in Miracles calls to know. And it would, Course in Miracles would say that the judgment is not real knowing. It's the illusion of knowing.
Salvation is undoing, escaping from concepts, liberation from conceptual thinking. Every perception is filtered through your conception. Every perception, it's all being put through a filter. How do we become more? Let's remove this filter and let it be. You know, like John Lennon said, right? Those that would let illusions be lifted from their minds are this world's saviors. Wow. You know, this is how we become soldiers of peace, soldiers of source, by embodying that state of consciousness and just being. You're shifting the field. Everything's vibrational. You're a vibration. Everything you think, feel is emanating all around you and affecting the field that connects us all. And that's how you can help others. That's how you become a teacher of God, A Course in Miracles says. If you feel the need to be defensive, man, do I know that story? You have identified with an illusion. And safety and peace and joy, they come when your defenses are laid down. That's now you're acting and aligning with your higher self. Because the truth of you, it doesn't need to be defended. Nothing real can be threatened. This ego, E-G-O, everybody's greatest obstacle or edging God out, is a conceptual identity. In my defenselessness, my safety lies. You're safe already. The choice to judge rather than to know is the cause of the loss of peace. Our judgment, I often say, is equivalent. The level to which we judge is equivalent to the level in which we are ignorant. Like, is the person that just put, you know, me and the other housemates through it this last month with erratic, just irreverent, just behavior that from one judgment would be like so wrong. Was it really wrong, or was it helping me to become a smooth sailor, right? Smooth seas never made for a skilled sailor. We all came to be skilled sailors. It literally pushed me to the point where it's like, I don't even defend anymore. Here's why stealing stuff from me is wrong. Here's why, like literally just like it broke me down in a way that is like, making me more, right? Judgment is applying concepts. It's not real knowing. It's the illusion of knowing. And we've had enough. You've had enough. You wouldn't be hearing these words if you weren't resonating with all of this powerful, powerful, transformative information that is such a big part of Actually, speaking of October 1st, I just saw my friend Lee Harris, who does energy updates on YouTube each month. He's been on the show multiple times. I've been on his show, and I saw just his October energy update, and it says this month is all about like something to like embodying the next stage of our transformation. And so I feel that on this day. I hope you feel it on this day. We are doing it for us. We are doing it for our ancestors. We are doing it for our friends, for our families. All I can do is work on myself. All you can do is work on yourself. And by doing this work and getting these level ups, we shift the field. And I'm so proud of you. Congratulations for being here. And with that being said, I have a song to leave you with. This is Arrow to the Sun by Murray Kyle. Till next time, journey well. Love you so, so much. Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
Ancestral burnings that your father carried in his bones. Wahiena. Growing like a seed, growing strong. stronger. In the ancient wisdom flowing free. Yo.